Councillors, staff and members of the public have been advised that this meeting was recorded for on-demand audio download via Moree Plains Shire Council's website, and a person's voice was recorded and broadcast via this means. In certain circumstances, this meeting may have been live-streamed for viewing, and a person's image and voice would be recorded and broadcast via this means. Any person who attended this meeting is deemed to have consented to their image and or voice being webcast. All speakers at the meeting have been advised that they should refrain from making any defamatory comments or releasing any personal information about other individuals without their consent. Council accepts no liability for any damage that may result from defamatory comments made by any person who attended this meeting. All liability will rest with the individual who made the comments. This meeting was not recorded by others unless the prior written consent of Council, in accordance with Council's Code of Meeting Practice, was obtained, as noted in these minutes. Any part of this meeting that was held in a closed session will not be recorded or accessible to members of the public. Please be advised that an audio recording of all Council and committee meetings is taken and placed on Council's website within 7 days of the meeting. Recordings will be available to any member of the public to access for a period of 12 months, at which point they will be destroyed. Webcasting of Council and committee meetings by way of audio recording is required to meet Council's obligations under the Local Government General Regulations 2005. No one is able to request alterations to the content of any recording. You should consult Council's policy on webcasting of Council and committee meetings for further information on this matter, or alternatively, refer to the signage displayed here. Emergency response and general housekeeping. In the event of an emergency, the only emergency exit for this floor is through the double doors at the back of the committee room. The staircase from the restaurant to Baylow Street is the only exit out of the building once through these doors. The Mac Centre Assembly Point is at the corner of Heber and Frome Streets, in front of the Art Gallery, unless notified differently from the Building Chief or Acting Chief Warden. There is a first aid kit located in the chambers and small basic first aid kits in each of the emergency response bags located in both rooms. If you use or take anything out of any of these kits outside of an evacuation, please notify your designated emergency warden as soon as possible. All doors and walkways are to be kept clear of any obstructions at all times. If the floor loses power, the emergency...
You lost power.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
it
might have been my fault. Righto, so we all know what we're going to do. Is that right? So, question, if anything's removed from the medical bag, replace it. Okay, so I'd like to officially open the meeting of the 9th of September and with opening prayer. Let us pray for the health, well-being and security of our shire. Let us pray for the health, well-being and respect of the traditional owners of our land, past, present and of the future. And let us pray for the health, well-being and safety of our emergency and essential service providers. Let us pray for the health, well-being and wisdom of our medical and education providers. And let us pray for the health and well-being and give thanks to our families that support us in making honest and strong decisions for the benefit of all in our communities. Amen.
Amen.
Right, apologies of which there are none. Leave of absence requests. Nowhere to go. Right, acceptance of late reports. We've got four, so moved. Councillor Smith, seconded. Councillor Castles, all those in favour, against, carried. Very good. Adoption of minutes from the 12th of August, so moved. Councillor Crawford, you have a seconder. Councillor Castles, all those in favour, against, carried. Very good. Declarations of interest. No, right, very good. Public forum, I'll open it and I'll close it, unless Mr Maxwell, you're here as a ratepayer, or are you? You're not? Acting for Mr. Witherby, so we have no one in our public forum, so I'll close it and we'll move on with the reports of the day. So the first mayoral minute, report number A, is a mayoral minute which is pretty self-explanatory, because apologies for not having this in the body of the business paper, but I sort of had been waiting for responses for the last few months. I've been asking about questions. Haven't got long left in this term of council, and when we hand this term of council over, I want all the ducks lined up and everybody to know where we are. And I, that's,
absolutely.
We want to know if there's issues around any of our stuff. and to deal with it up front. So there's... I was going to ring you, Councillor Tremby, and ask you if the girly toilet was functioning or not before I put it in here. And I thought, well, if it is, I'll take it out, and if it's not...
It functioned for 24 hours and it was closed down again. No one got a chance to use it. We don't know if it works or not.
Right, so we'll leave it in there.
Leave it in there.
Right, so as always, I don't have to, but I do like to have a seconder for a mayoral minute.
Definitely.
Thank you, Councillor Castle. Any questions?
I'd like to support this because I don't know what's happening with the Memorial Town Hall. I'm very, very concerned that what people want they're not going to get because it's all going to be spent before it gets to what they want. And I don't know where the budget is.
I'm asking for a full project review on all these things because we basically want to have our dogs lined up. So And the dog pound's in here.
Get the dog lined up there.
Yeah.
You can.
Absolutely. So thank you, Councillor Kessels, for seconding. Well, all those in favour? Against? Unanimous. Thank you very much. Now, the second report is the proposed Gundawindi traffic options, and there's also a covering letter with that and with some mapping. And this is about our giving support to a letter that's going out to basically support the traffic options, and I believe it's a good option. Does anybody have any questions?
No, Brian, really.
What power shall I think of it?
Haven't got there yet. that's why I'm giving it to somebody else to present to Queensland. So not much with my name gets by at the moment. So as always, as mayoral minute, don't need a seconder, but quite like one if there's available.
Sure.
Thanks, Councillor Smith. Any debate? No. All those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously again.
That's
right. So report number C is confidential, so that will go to the end of the meeting. And then report number D was the flood management report from our committee meeting. And the question that I have is, do we wish to talk about this any further now, or do we put it out there to our community and deal with it in a fortnight? Mr. Lawrence, is this time of the essence with this or not? Can we wait 2 weeks?
Mayor, I haven't seen what the report was. I'm sorry.
This was the one we did in the committee, the flood management.
I'm in the committee today.
Yeah, the flood risk management thing.
To raise.
Yeah. Because I think it would be a great gesture of goodwill if this went in the public business paper for the next meeting.
Certainly, yeah.
For our locals to have input on it.
And
put it in with that presentation that came today with what we're looking at doing and things like that.
That's fine, Madam Mayor. Our only pressure was to get it to you before the caretaker period commenced. So
absolutely. I think we would be, and as it was put to me by my fellow councillors, that the community would possibly be a little bit, what's going on? We need to be upfront about all this stuff.
Yeah, I thought the... suggestions earlier were commendable too.
Okay, thank you very much. Councillor Tramby?
I'm concerned, Madam Mayor, that the emergency helipad concept is not viable at Yarraman, yet the $690,000 going to be spent on a hard standing for people to store their cars and trucks and other things, and yet the town of Moree don't get such a facility. I don't think we meant to build them their own rescue centre for their... Like, at Yarraman, it was for emergency sick people to be evacuated, not as a high store for personal items. Because everywhere you've got personal items in a flood, where do they take them? We used to take them to the wool store. We've lost it. We used to take them to the hangar at the airport. We've lost it. The people are more don't know where to take their things to.
And that's all part of the debate we need to have.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we bring it back, and these are the issues. Because it's big stuff.
It is big stuff.
It's big stuff. And we need to be talking to our community. And also, I think we probably need to send it out as well. What I would like to see moved is that council defer consideration of this to the next meeting and send out the report to our flood management committee.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do, but I just don't want to get the people of Yarraman excited about a freestanding storage area when it wasn't called for. It was a helicopter pad for emergency rescue.
These are things that need to be discussed.
Which you can't build.
And in addition, issuance to the Flood Management Committee for input. Okay, well, so we'll do that. You're happy with that? That Council defer consideration of the 2021 flood model as prepared by Drysdale Water Modelling Solutions and the Moree Floodplain Management Plan recommendations, investigations of the 30th of July, blah, 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 and that the design and the immunity and 23rd, bring back to the 23rd of September, the ordinary council meeting to allow display and consideration, in addition, issuance to the Flood Management Committee ASAP for that, please, Dee.
The other concern, Madam Mayor, is the house lifting. I don't care how you do it, but the government will not put up their share more than three at most a year. And I don't know, a lot of people can't do it unless they get a subsidy.
Yeah. And it's not our legislation.
No.
Council Moree Plains, and there's no point in me arguing anymore with Ed, because
we
no
can't
point.
Tell them how to pay.
That's right, and it's not our legislation.
No.
I just thought, yes, I'll rest my case.
I thought it was a waste of time, to be quite honest.
Yep. Righto, so this was a late report from Council, so would somebody like to move that?
Yes.
Councillor Castles, and we have a seconder, please. Councillor Tramby, do you wish to speak to it, Councillor Castles?
No, it's no brainer.
Councillor Montgomery, rather, not Tramby, sorry. All those in favour, it's carried, very good. So we'll now move on to the body of our reports, and we'll go to report number one, which is the ordinary council and committee meeting schedule for 2021. Rest of 2021.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. As you've said, Joe, fairly procedural. It's a report to get Council's endorsement to approve a continuation of our important business and our meetings for the remainder of this term of Council, something that a new Council will also have to revisit within the first 12 months, or certainly in the first couple of meetings normally, to set their agenda. But Councillors, you'll note that the attachment is the calendar, which proposes to continue the schedule of meetings consistent to what we have facilitated in this term of Council. So, Madam Mayor, the recommendation currently doesn't have the... it's not populated with the meetings that are proposed in the calendar that is attached, but if Council is supportive of a continuation of the meeting schedule as we've been enjoying, those dates would need to be put into the recommendation.
Right, so we can just add that there's a report here for it, the calendar. So do we need to put in a meeting? Will the new Council meet in December or not?
No, they probably not.
Yes, Dee.
So the approximate date of the announcement of names is the 23rd of December. Oh. So that'll be a no. But they
that's 3 weeks again. Still,
meeting within 3 weeks of that date, in line with normal.
The earliest declaration from the election from the returning officer is likely to be 2 days. That's your earliest, 2 days before Christmas. But you know, it could be, you know, sometime in the new year before a declaration is made.
Sure.
If there's need for countdowns and things like that.
Because we'd have to, we would have gone down into lockdown ourselves anyway over that period. I'm sure that's why they've done
closed
it.
Down, yeah. But we've still got to have a meeting within 3 weeks of the declaration of the poll. So it's going to have to. We're all going to have to be back here early January for the new council. Have to be ready to meet in early January.
Yeah.
Councillor Tramby,
a thought only. We have this open forum twice a year with regard to what's not on the agenda. I've been made aware that other councils allow two speakers per subject that council is considering before council considers it. In other words, we often make decisions and then at a committee meeting, and then we take it to the council and we got public forum. But we've already made a decision, whereas other councils give them the week before or the week before that to address council before we make a decision. So I don't know whether it's any good or not. It's just a thought.
Actually, we brought that up before.
But that's only in the process of
I don't think we've made a decision.
I don't think we've made any. No, we don't make a decision in council, in committee. We make a recommendation,
yeah,
and then we bring it to council to hear the. And that's very, very, very important that be in our, on our tape clearly, that we don't make decisions in committee. We make recommendations in committee and then bring them to council for.
I'm aware that, Madam Mayor, it's just that they give people the opportunity for the meeting before for modifications to a particular proposal. I let them do it.
Well, it could be something that the new council can implement, I suppose. Yep.
Madam Chair, if I may, Councillor Tramby, generally the matters that are brought from committee with recommendation to the council on the same day matters where there's time constraints around it. Like the normal protocol is that committee will consider something, make a recommendation, that will go into the recommendations for the next available council meeting. And even when the committee has recommended something going forward as a matter of urgency, there is an opportunity for the community to participate through public forum. And I've observed council actually tweak and change decisions from the recommendation of the committee that morning after listening to the community, and then ultimately take a decision of council that afternoon. And equally, when a recommendation comes from the meeting before being a committee meeting to a council meeting of the next available council meeting, the community is afforded an opportunity to speak on those matters, and often, as they should, council listens to the community and can change the direction or tweak the direction of the recommendation from the committee. So in agreement with what you're suggesting, Councillor Tramby, perhaps that could be promoted a little better, in my view, to raise the awareness of the community that should they wish to come and participate in the democratic process, that they're encouraged to do so.
And also we have availed people a public forum in our committee meetings as well, if it's something that people have... So they desperately want to speak about. So, okie doke. So we've got recommendation, and it's for six meetings leading up to the end of November on our second and fourth Thursday. As so moved, Councillor Ritchie, do we have a seconder, please? Seconded Councillor Castles. Do you wish to speak to it? Anybody wish to speak against? All those in favour? Against? Carried. Very good. So the next thing is actions performed under delegated authority. Thank you, Mr. G. or Mr. Maxwell. Yep.
Madam Mayor, I admit I'm not entirely familiar with how Mr. Whitby usually delivers these updates, but the attachment presents all of the applications that were approved across those periods. I wasn't acting at the time, so again, not overly familiar with me. If you have any questions, I can take them on notes.
Good to see a lot of things going on, and it's usually a procedural recommendation to council, but we have to look at it. Does anybody have any questions about any of the actions performed under delegated authority, Councillor Tramby?
What's happening in 114 Ann Street for over $1 million?
Shea Academy?
Huh?
Would that be the Shea Academy?
I don't know what it is.
I think it is.
I think it is.
Yes,
I
think it'd be the Shea Academy.
114 Ann Street, that'd be about right.
Yeah.
They paying us?
It's a modification, Councillor Tramby.
It'd be an old one, wouldn't it?
29th of June.
Modification to an old DA, yep.
Oh.
Any further questions? So, would somebody like to move?
Oh,
so
yes,
move. Yep, question.
Gary Sullivan Avenue and Perry James Crescent, are they in the
gateway? Any further questions? So moved. Councillor Ritchie, do we have a seconder? Seconded Councillor Montgomery. All those in favour, against? Carried. Thank you very much, James. All the very best. Is this your first baby coming?
Yes.
Oh, very exciting. Oh, we'll have to have a crash here at council. Mr. Connolly's baby.
Yeah.
Babies everywhere. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Very lovely.
First 25 years is the hardest.
Then you get used to it and become a grandparent and you start
all over again.
Schedule of investments, report number three. Mr. Probert's not here. Would you like to put the... Addie, you doing that? Or
Look, I can.
It's all pretty straightforward.
Yes. sorry, I think this is a procedural report presented for council to review. And again, if you have any questions, I will take them on notice.
Right. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions about our schedule? There's not much out of question. It's pretty sad. Mm-hmm. I can remember us thinking it was pretty sad when it was down to 3.23. Anyway, it is what it is. So, any questions?
Can we lend some of this money out?
Yeah.
Five enterprise, I'll pay you more than that.
Any questions? No questions? Somebody like to move that it be received for information, please? So moved, Councillor Crawford, seconded Councillor Smith. All those in favour, against, carried, very good. So we'll go on to the COVID-19 support for Gwida Daycare. Thanks, Chris Pippos, and welcome.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So this report's being presented at the commencement of the pandemic. The state and federal government provided some what they're calling a business continuity supplement to daycare centres. And part of the requirement was that once we went into lockdown and had been in lockdown for 7 days, if we were waiving the gap fee. So the gap fee, in order to encourage families to keep their children at home if they are available, the gap fee is the difference between what they would pay in their fees to attend Gwida Daycare and the childcare subsidy that they receive back from the federal government. So if councils who waive their gap fee were eligible for what's considered a business continuity payment. So the gap fee was costing council between $3,500 and $4,000 a week, and we expect to get most of that back in the business continuity. So we've had, I guess, a few changes today in that we'll be coming out of lockdown on Saturday, thank goodness. So this won't count for next week. Everyone will be paying full tote, whether their children are attending the service or not, because we will no longer be in lockdown. However, this was, I guess, the encouragement for the community and from the federal government.
So we can still have it retrospectively.
But we'll only get the fortnight payment for the last fortnight, and that's what we've waived the gap fee. But I guess what we need to make sure is if we do go back down into lockdown, because I believe that's been flagged.
Shush!
That there's potential. That can happen. That this will, after another 7 days, this will kick in again.
Right, so
and we can re-elect.
Very good.
To go back into this payment arrangement.
Question, Councillor Montgomery?
Well, in those circumstances, wondering whether the first line should be modified to change from remains in lockdown to or is, you know, whenever we're in lockdown or whatever it might be. You know, something that's appropriate.
Yeah,
I'd take
absolutely.
Advice. So...
experiences
lockdown.
So what would be the best wording for that, please?
So maybe the council waive the gap fee for families enrolled at Gwida Daycare and preschool should our local government area be in lockdown.
Righto, should our local government area be in lockdown?
Yeah.
Righto, beautiful. Okay, got a mover?
Yeah,
Councillor Montgomery, thank you. Do we have
just
a second?
Just before we do, so what define lockdown, I suppose. Is there a definition of it?
Yeah, lockdown. It's exactly what it's called. It's what we're coming out of on Saturday.
Lockdown is in Sydney is different to lockdown here too, though.
Totally.
No, it hasn't been. The 12 LGAs of Sydney, the red hot spots, have been in a special lockdown. The rest of the state's been in lockdown.
Yeah. Okay, so what we've just experienced is lockdown,
mm-hmm.
and so that would, if we go back into that, then we're in lockdown, as opposed to curfews, and so it's only in Melbourne for 10 weeks in a curfew.
On Monday, all the shops can open.
Yes.
So we can all get a haircut.
Yes.
If we can get an appointment.
What are you trying to say,
man? Well, know what I'm trying to say.
I'll wake up
in the morning and I'll...
have a new hairdo.
Oh, absolutely. So, does somebody like to move this, please?
Yeah.
So moved, Councillor Montgomery, second Councillor Castles. Do you wish to speak to it?
Let's go.
All right, a seconder. All those in favour? Against, carried, very good. Right, so we've got the parallel parking.
So moved, Madam Mayor.
So, no issue. So, I just had a question.
Oh,
so, have we actually spoken with Woolworths about this, and their truck can get in and out of there.
Yeah, they're very happy. We spoke to the cafe at the end as well.
Right.
And they've got no objection to the proposal.
Right.
But, Madam Mayor, why are we giving a parallel car park to private enterprise? The 15-minute short-term parallel park could be accommodate clients of cafe.
It would also ameliorate the backing in of that truck down that side lane if it was parallel parking rather than rear to curve.
We're creating a precedent, giving preferred reserve car parking to private enterprise.
So do you wish to take that out of there?
I don't think it creates a precedent that a lot of businesses would love to have.
Can we word
did
that?
Did you not pour then?
Yep.
What we have done is just reduce the two parallel parks to one, left one. We have to think about the livelihood of the cafe. We don't have the room to change that to angled parking at that point. Parallel is better, that's our view. And there's nothing unusual about having angled and parallel line by line, except as long as there's room for movement.
But that bit of parallel parking isn't purely for the use of...
It's public parking.
And that'll facilitate that swing for the... rather than having to be at a curb for the B-double.
So the 15-minute short-term parallel park is not exclusively for the cafe?
It's public. It's public.
Well, it says here...
It just turns around.
...accommodate clients for the public, should be. Should you say to parallel park
for the public? For the public, we can change. Madam Mayor, we can change those words. We were only trying to look at the livelihood of the cafe. If we took all the parking in front of the cafe away, that would hurt the cafe.
Yeah. So just leave it in as parallel parking there, and maybe remove the cafe because it's for anyone. So there's a gallery there, and
the additional parks when we pick up just going from parallel.
I'd have to give you a number, but it's a significant number. It's quite.
And the Dian unit have been consulted.
Say again.
The Dian unit has been consulted.
They were consulted earlier with the earlier changes that we were talking about. Yes.
So traffic's happy to move this.
So we're actually increasing the number of car park. We're not reducing the number of car park. Yeah. So therefore, I don't think we should do clientele.
Through you, Madam Mayor, we had requests from Logan Funerals, remember, to try to increase the parking in that area, and several other groups in that particular piece that wanted the parking.
Mm. Okie doke. So moved by Councillor Crawford. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Tramby, do you wish to speak to it, Councillor Crawford? As seconder, Councillor Tramby?
No.
Any debate? Yes. All those in favour? Against? Carried? Righto, so, and on a personal note, I'm quite happy to have rear curb parking there because I'm a dreadful parallel parker.
Well, me too, I'm shocked.
I can back in, no worries at all, but I'm...
Yeah, but that's the perfect parallel parking because you can drive in.
So, Madam Mayor, in my experience, there are certain parallel parks that are skinnier than other parallel parks. Correct. And I tend to use the white line as...
Indicator.
The middle of my vehicle, because I'm a jogging reverse parker. But some of them you just can't fit into. If you're on a link, four-wheel drive, the lines are too close together.
I can give you a good reason why you're a bad reverser.
Because I can't drive?
No, because you're big gut, you can't get around when you're with.
Well, no, I use my mirrors.
Oh, how rude!
Oh, point of order. Persons in mauve jumpers in glass houses should not throw stones.
Conveniently didn't hear what he said.
Oh, that's good. Well, we might move on then.
You're wearing lilac.
We'll move on. Thank you. All those in favour? Against? Carry. So now we need to go into... Oh, good. So we'll now move into closed council, please. So moved Councillor Crawford, seconded Councillor Ritchie. All those in favour? Against? Carry. Very good. Councillor Tramby, second Councillor Crawford. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Tape is now back on, and I would ask our General Manager please to read through the resolutions from the closed Council.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillors, report number six, confidential, securing Moree
Plains Shire Council water supply. Point number one, the council supports the acquisition of water licences to secure Moree's long-term water supply as outlined within the report. Point two, that the general manager be granted delegated authority to purchase additional water entitlements in accordance with the report's confidential note. Point three, that any documents required to effect said purchase be executed under council seal if required. Report seven, it was moved by council that point one, the commercial tenants of council on application for rent relief due to COVID-19 be offered a 50% reduction in rent on a month-by-month basis while our local government area, LGA, is in lockdown up until 13 January 2022 if applicable. Point two, the general manager be given delegated authority pursuant to section 377 of the Local Government Act to negotiate and authorise amended agreements. Point three, that the application of a financial assistance for council's lessees be reported to council on a quarterly basis as part of the quarterly review process. Report number eight was the sale of the Mihai Caravan Park, lot 1DP 807499 and lot 325DP 751780. It was moved by council that point one, council notes that all previous interested parties and all previous offers to purchase the Mihai Caravan Park have been withdrawn. Point two, that the general manager be given delegated authority to finalise negotiations and the sale of lot 1DP 807499 and lot 325DP 751780, known as Moree Caravan Park, 28 Oak Street, Moree, New South Wales, with the new purchaser and all documents associated with the sale. With this sale be executed under council seal. And the final report was an update on the Moree Aquatic Centre legal update, and that was moved by council that council received the update for information, and point two, that council endorsed a working party chaired by Councillor Ritchie to meet on a regular basis and report back to council.
Thank you, councillors.
Thank you, everybody. Meeting closed. And would you all